If you'll open Ephesians chapter 5 with me, and I'll try to be brief. I think we did get to a late start here, didn't we? Well, you guys were having way too much fun over there. And that's what happens. I love having fun. I mean, if you could have fun just having a conference call over a van, I mean, how weird is that, right? But anyways, it's good to be saved. The joy of the Lord is our strength, amen, that's right. Ephesians 5:21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now, I'll be honest with you, I was reluctant. When Brother Newhart, like I said before, my ability to hear and translate is not just what it used to be. And by the way, those of you that are getting older this month along with me, bless God, I love, misery loves company. So I, poor old Rachel here. Anyways, we're moving along though, praise God, amen. But he usually calls me during the year and he always asks if he can bring one of these folks in because it costs them a lot of money to get here. That it's a poor country. So they come here seeking financial support as well because Americans are rich. Comparatively, your poverty over there, my dear sister, is a king's salary over there.
Probably.
They, with 20 bucks, a pastor can support himself a month. So we don't know how well we have it here. We really don't. But that is not the point of the message. So I was reluctant, and bless God, for Pastor Craig, he interpreted. So the needs were covered that way as well. But I said yes to Brother Gary Newhart because he loves him. You know, Gary Newhart, he's 80 years old, and I asked him when he was going to retire, and he says, there's no retirement here. And I concur. And he's just a blessing. I've known him for many, many years. He hated our baseball team because we always beat him. But apart from that, we've had a good time throughout the years. That's how we met. We had a Christian league and we met, played baseball. Softball, I should say. But you know what gets these people in trouble? All they have to do is say, and that's what I got from the message, all you got to say to one of those Hindus who said, Jesus loves you, that's enough to get beaten up or maybe even killed. They start their gospel message by telling somebody Jesus loves you. And that'll get them to where you saw that video. And bless God, for the first time we've recorded a video as a pastor brings, because this is the first time I said, how do I impress upon our people the importance of being in subjection the one to the other? And bless God, Sister Jane, for whatever reason, she recorded it. Isn't it true that a picture is worth more than 1,000 words? So this worked out pretty good. Praise the Lord. I saw that thing, and all I could do is sit there and weep. In contrasting our Christianity with theirs. Now, I love you. I love our freedom. I love our prosperity. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying we need perspective, don't we? Mm-hmm. We miss out on the real sacrifices. It's like seeing that is like reading through my New Testament and seeing how people actually pay the price for the blessings that you and I live with today. You know that your Bible was written in blood, right? You know that. The blood of the martyrs got the Bible written. And we miss out on all that. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying there's got to be a contrast every now and then to give us the perspective that we need. I don't remember a time where we have had some outside preacher come and not be blessed by their message. I don't remember one time. Brother Gary Newhart said, hey, Pat, can I bring? And I said, brother. So I was reluctant. And I said, okay, brother. You know what the Bible says? Subject yourselves one to another in the fear of God. They're looking to pay for their expenses. It's a sacrifice to come here. And they're looking for a way at least to come out even in hopes maybe somebody will take them on to support the burden of their souls for their people. You know, I decided a little while ago to have an evening service. You know why? Because I've decided that Jesus, if it's good, if two or three are good enough for God, well, then two or three ought to be good enough for me. You know, Jesus said, if two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in thy midst. So I said, well, let me have an evening service as well. We come together, we have a short devotion of the Word of God, and we pray because God knows we need to pray. How much of a sacrifice is it? I humbly asked that Sunday, what was it? Was it last Sunday? Last Sunday morning, I humbly asked this congregation to participate Sunday evening. And the majority decided to stay home. That's not being subjected one to another. That's not co-laboring together. Have you ever been to a service and you were so blessed that you wish somebody else would have been there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what I'm talking about. Not only was the video compelling, but the message.
Yes.
These people pay the price. They got something to say. When they preach, when they teach, they've been there. The preacher that you saw getting beat up with a pipe was the same preacher that preached. And all I could do was weep when I think about how spoiled we are in America. I can totally guarantee you that those that humbly submitted themselves to my request were blessed.
Amen.
Jane, were you blessed to be here?
Amen, yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It was my personal benefit. When I submitted to Brother Gary Newhart, though I did not want to, I would rather not. God not only supplied for the interpretation, but the blessing that I got from this brother, I can't get the images out of my mind. And that's a good thing, because it gives me perspective. Amen?
Amen.
And the fact that we were able to give this brother a love offering, it goes to your eternal account. We were able to give him a good offering. Then we took up another offering. In spite of the check that we already had for it, we took up another offering, and that goes to your eternal account. It'll be recorded for all of eternity. What did you do in my name? Well, you know, this is what, you know, and God, yeah, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Aren't those words worthy of hearing one day? Amen. And you look at all these images and the idolatry, it's just heartbreaking. When I went to Mexico, my first missions trip, it's just amazing how people live in such darkness, and you can't believe it. Doctors and nurses and professionals, how do you get deceived that way? You know, you would think differently, but nevertheless, it's amazing. And it says there, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. What does that mean? Well, Brother Jose would you allow me to bring this brother for a minute? Yeah, well, okay, brother. Not that I personally prefer it. I'm not so sure as to how that's actually going to pan out for our Spanish-speaking brethren. I can hardly interpret anymore. I can't hardly hear. It's good to be old. I'm closer to going home, closer than most of you guys are. Recently, I had the privilege of having to submit to someone else. I had an idea as to how to go about this business with a van. And when the Bible says that we are our brother's keeper, that means that you defer. Right? The Bible talks about people's conscience being offended. You might like a blood sausage, and I don't know, maybe I might be offended by it, you know what I mean? So if I'm offended by it, don't eat the blood sausage in front of me if you are in keeping with your brother's conscience. Amen?
Amen.
And whenever you submit, we submit one to another in the fear of the Lord. We are the brother's keeper. Amen. And if I should ask, hey, let's support this brother on a Sunday evening. I mean, unless there's an emergency, unless there's some real legitimacy, why not go? Amen.
Amen.
But this idea that, well, I really would prefer not to. Well, it's like the Bible says, in our humanity, we seek our own and not the things of others. But that's not the spirit of God. That's not the spirit of charity. Charity, the Bible says, seeketh not her own. So you sacrifice. I'm sure that Jesus was not too excited about leaving the throne of glory to come here and die for you and me, especially in the cruelty that he died. It's little that we do, isn't it, comparatively? In Ephesians chapter 4, if we go back there, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. Now, here's what I believe. I believe that he was literally in prison, but he had already made himself a prisoner to the gospel. Amen. Those guys there get beat up because they decide already that they're going to preach the gospel, knowing that it might cost them their lives. Amen. These people have already resigned themselves to the possibility of death and terrible persecution only because they want to tell somebody else that Jesus loved them and died for them. Are you following? How big a sacrifice is it to come and hear a testimony underneath you? How big of a sacrifice is it comparatively? Where is the co-laboring, the subjection of one another? Where's the unity that God so prizes? Ephesians 4, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Amen. Endeavoring to keep. You know what it means to endeavor? It means to work at it. Put yourself to the side. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen. Jesus is my peace. Therefore, I have a bond for peace, and therefore I can endeavor with success to maintain the unity of the Spirit by submitting myself to God and to you. Isn't that God's way of preserving good relationships? Why do we do this? Look at the value. Where do you value this? Look at verse 4. This is what we're entrusted with. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. It reminds me of how Peter says that we are stewards of the manifold grace of God. The church, the born-again, Bible-believing church, is the only organism in the universe that is empowered with the stewardship of the doctrine of salvation. This is what it's all about. One body. Why does Paul mention that in the context of endeavoring to keep the unity? Why? Because this is how we do it. I value the fact that there's only one body. I value the fact that there's only one Holy Ghost. I value the fact that we have this calling. I value the fact that there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. That is the reason why we support one another. We endeavor to keep the unity, because that is the only hope of mankind. I don't want to go to Buffalo tomorrow night. But I'm going. Hallelujah. Brother Pete Winkler has invited me to go. And I'm going to be blessed to see his smile when he sees my ugly face. Nobody could look at a face like this
and not love it.
Thank you, my sister. But that's not what I had in mind.
Anytime, Pastor.
Hey, thank you for your support. It takes grace. But in the Spirit of God, I know I'm going to enjoy him, the brethren there, and the preacher. And it's not because I'm really excited about driving an hour and a half over there. There's hardly ever any parking, and you got to roll around. And good night. I mean, I don't look forward to any of that. But if I got to park 3 or 4 blocks away, it's okay. Compared to what these people do, compared to what Christ has done, how much of a sacrifice really is it?
That's it.
What's the perspective in our lives? How uncomfortable is it to get off the comfort zone for once? Come on, people, let's be real. We say we love the Lord, you better love the brother, and you can't do one without the other. They go hand in hand. I don't hear a lot of amens, but praise the Lord, the truth is what it is, and sometimes it steps in our toes, but sometimes we need some toe stepping. I don't know how that came out like that, but if I had to do it again, I'd stumble all over the place. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body, one Spirit. That's all there is, people. There's not a Baptist church, there's not a Protestant church, there's not any church, only Jesus.
Amen.
Only his plan, because of his sacrifice.
Amen.
And because of the sacrifice of so many other men and women, we have this book here. And those guys are paying the price. I don't know, you know, you have to value, what is this salvation all about that would cause people to be willing to die like that? Don't you think it's a supernatural love that would tell somebody that you know might just take your life, Jesus loves you?
I can't stand it.
That's an amazing thing. How beautiful is it? One of the testimonies was that this one man that rejected it, because he treated this missionary so badly, and he still gave him the gospel tract and told him that Jesus loves you, after treating him so badly, his conscience, it burned his conscience, and he read the tract. And bless God, the guy got saved. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I've not been through anything like that. Now, I thank God. But how would we react? If we can't come on a Sunday evening for a few moments, are we really... Where's our perspective? How much of a sacrifice would it have been to receive that blessing? To see those images. And to measure myself up. How do I view my walk in the Lord? We need perspective from God's point of view, don't we? Don't they show exactly what Jesus went through? Don't they show exactly what you read through your Bible? Can't we at least say, brother, I'm here physically and I support your efforts? We need perspective from God's value system. We need our feelings. Do they check in with God's feelings? We need our thinking. Do they check in with God's thinking? Do we need realignment? I thank God for the Word of God. Every time I look into it, I'm getting realigned. This book gives me perspective from God's point of view. Brethren, we need to consider what it means to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit. We need to reconsider. We need to look at what does it mean submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of God. But if we just ignore a brother, well, I don't feel like going, and I'm not going to go. Well, that's not of the Lord, I don't think. Amen. Let's pray.